From NPR News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Shear. Oil from the leak in the Gulf of Mexico is making its way toward Alabama's shore. As Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez reports, state health officials are urging beachgoers to keep out of all coastal waters.
Alabama State Health Officer Dr. Donald Williamson says the advisory applies to all of Alabama's beaches and the bay waters adjacent to Fort Morgan on the Baldwin County shore. Earlier this week, oil first began washing up on popular vacation spot Dauphin Island. Now Williamson says oil from the spreading BP spill in the Gulf of Mexico is visible at Gulf Shores and Fort Morgan on the eastern side of Mobile Bay, and it's anticipated to continue moving eastward. As a precautionary step, the state's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources has also closed all coastal waters to fishing, as well as the waters on the eastern side of Mobile Bay. Governor Bob Riley says he'll close the beaches only if they pose a public health threat. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Vasquez in Tuscaloosa.
Fishermen also are being banned from more waters off Florida due to the creeping oil slick. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is closing another 565 square miles near Panama City. NOAA has closed roughly a third of the Gulf's federal waters to fishing because of the leak. Republicans are calling for a Justice Department probe into White House deals involving job offers that could have affected two U.S. Senate races. As NPR's Allison Keyes reports, the Obama administration continues to deny any wrongdoing.
In the party's weekly address, GOP National Chairman Michael Steele scoffs at President Obama's campaign promise of change you can believe in. Steele calls for the resignation of White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel. If Emanuel has been offering what Steele calls government goodies to inconvenient politicians threatening Democratic incumbents, Steele wants the Justice Department to find out.
What did the White House offer to Sestak and Romanoff? Who authorized the offer? Who else knew about it? And what was the expected trade-off for accepting the offer?
The White House says it broke no laws, but has acknowledged discussing possible jobs with Democratic senatorial candidates Joe Sestak in Pennsylvania and Andrew Romanoff in Colorado, both of whom declined to drop challenges against White House-backed incumbents. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
A mother in Southern California whose two children were kidnapped by their father 15 years ago has tracked them down in Florida using Facebook. The mother typed one of the children's names into Facebook and found a profile for her now teenage daughter. Authorities tracked the profile to Orlando, Florida. The father is being charged with kidnapping and violating child custody orders. The World Cup opens next Friday, but many of the world's most famous players will be missing. Former England captain David Beckham was ruled out of the tournament in March when he tore his Achilles tendon. Germany's captain followed with an ankle injury in May, and a midfielder for Ghana was ruled out last week after failing to recover from a knee injury. This is NPR News in Washington. America's Secretary of Defense is criticizing North Korea for what he calls a reckless pattern of aggression. Robert Gates targeted North Korea during a speech at a security conference in Singapore today. As NPR's Rachel Martin reports, Gates is calling on U.S. partners in the region to work together to hold North Korea accountable.
Secretary Gates used his speech to condemn North Korea publicly for sinking a South Korean ship in March, killing 46 sailors. He promised unflagging support for South Korea and said the two countries are planning joint military exercises in response to the North Korean aggression. But he wouldn't reveal details about those exercises or when they might happen. When asked why U.S. deterrence efforts in the region hadn't prevented the sinking of the South Korean ship, Gates said it was a surprise attack, which is difficult to combat. Yesterday, South Korea officially asked the United Nations to respond to the North Korean aggression. Gates said doing nothing is not an option, and if North Korea is not held accountable, it could set a very bad precedent. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Singapore.
A search is underway in Washington state for at least one climber buried in an avalanche on Mount Rainier. A park spokesperson says a skier reported in the area may also be missing. Doctors in the U.S. are reporting unusually high success rates from early tests of an experimental lung cancer drug. The drug, called IPI for short, targets a gene found in about 4% of lung cancers. That amounts to 10,000 people a year in the United States alone. In a study of 82 patients with advanced lung cancer, more than 90% saw their tumors shrink after 2 months on the drug. Rebecca Shear, NPR News, in Washington.